You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Labor Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone has come out against Louise Upston's comments on welfare, calling her out for leaving out context or blatantly lying about facts. Some of Minister Upston's comments include conflating those who are on JobSeeker who are work ready and those who are on it for health conditions, as well as stating that young people who go on the benefit could stay on it for 24 years without mentioning this only applies to 0.5% of people. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I ask about National's comments on welfare, as well as the civil unrest we are currently seeing in New Caledonia. I started by asking about Cipollone's comparison between what National is doing to benefits today and what Ruth Richardson's cuts looked like 30 years ago.
Yeah, so I really wanted to just spell out what I believe is currently happening and then also give a little bit of a narrative behind what my approach is to the welfare system. We saw mass cuts in the early 90s under Ruth Richardson to benefits at a time when many New Zealanders found themselves out of work. And here we are now, perhaps not the same type of cuts, but still effectively cuts when you look at the fact that beneficiaries are going to be getting less because of the way in which the government has chosen to change the policy so it's indexed back to cost of living as opposed to what we had done, which was change it so that it was indexed to wage growth.
What is the government's rationale for this?
Look, their rationale has been pretty poor, and in many ways they just continued to gaslight New Zealanders when they spoke about this, continuing to say that it will go up, that it will go up according to inflation, but not recognising that over time, each year that passes, actually beneficiaries will lose because wage growth goes up faster. I have to say, this is one of the things that the Children's Commissioner at the time, Judge Andrew Beecroft, had said would be one of the biggest policy changes we could make that would help us address child poverty in this country. And so the fact that they returned it back to what the policy was previously, for me, means that they're not serious about reducing child poverty in this country.
What are some alternative policies that support people instead of punishing them with cuts, apart from changing it so it's adjusted with wage growth?
Oh, look, you know, there are many. And, I mean, for any government, it's about choices. What we're not seeing is this government make choices that is actually going to provide a hand up and support our lowest income earning people, our people on benefits, to actually get ahead. And so we're really concerned that in so many ways, you know, when they don't have constructive policies that are going to support people to get ahead, when they continue to drive people further into poverty, then it becomes a downward spiral for some people. And so I'm really concerned about this government and their actions.
The government has said they want to make sure people on benefits are getting into jobs. What about people with disabilities who are on JobSeeker? Should they be separated?
Well, you know, what we recognise is that there are a large number of people with health conditions and disabilities who do want to work, and so they do need to be supported to work when they are able to work. Some of them won't be able to pick up full-time work. Part-time work may be where it is at, or that could be a starting point. But we do have to recognise that there are some people who are going to struggle to work, not only because of the barriers that exist for them being able to get into employment, but just practically they will struggle to be able to work. And yet what we're not seeing is the government differentiate between job seeker work ready and job seeker health condition disability. There are different circumstances that those who have health conditions and disabilities have, and so those need to be taken into consideration. A punitive approach in the welfare system doesn't work overall for everyone. We've always been supportive of people getting into work. We invested heavily into upskilling and training and a work focus and, you know, would continue to do that. But at the same time, we're not creating a negative narrative around those that are in the welfare system. And we are being honest about those that are on JobSeeker Work Ready versus those that are on JobSeeker Health Condition Disability.
I just want to switch to talking about New Caledonia now. Are you concerned about what's happening there?
Yeah, I think we're all really concerned with what we're seeing. I understand that about 48 New Zealanders have already been taken out of Noumea, and that there will be another 49 that are lifted out of Noumea. But we continue to watch the space really carefully. The unrest and seeing that is really concerning. There are a whole lot of politics with respect to that, but the safety of people is our number one concern.
Should New Zealand continue to support evacuations, including of citizens of other nations who have asked for our support?
I think New Zealand is supporting evacuation, and they continue to be focused on doing that. So I have no criticism of the evacuation process.
You mentioned the politics, but do you support the Indigenous population, especially young people, who are resisting colonial French policy with these protests?
Well, look, I certainly believe that there is an Indigenous perspective here that has to be acknowledged. And this is something that I think most New Zealanders are not aware of. I think that the French government is probably going to have to sit down and very carefully work this through with the Indigenous people. I am a Pacific person from the Pacific region myself, and so I'm very empathetic to the views of the Indigenous people in Noumea, and there are conversations that need to be had here.
Are there risks to New Caledonian civil liberties as French authorities set to restore law and order?
Well, I mean, you only need to look at what's happening here to see that, of course, there are risks, but we are hopeful that they're going to be able to work this through.
That was Labor Deputy Leader Carmel Sepuloni on the government stance on beneficiaries and the civil unrest in New Caledonia.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.